So he's holding here a little pergdalot. We speak about the levushim, and he says kolachin. So Torah is like mayim. It goes from makom avod to makom nama. This is last time. Umishom nasa v'yada b'seisa madregas. V'madregal madrega v'shtalshel selamis. Ashen islab shabedvarim gashmi v'yani olam hazeh. So Chachmas Yisburg went from makom gavod to makom namoch, many, many worlds. Tulis mislabish ron gashmi v'yana erlam haze. Shein roiv mitzvah ha-teira kikulam. V'l'chayseyem u'v'tzirufa oisiyas gashmi z'bidyir la-seifa esim v'abason sh'b'teira v'yam k'suvim. So within these mitzvahs and the letters in the Torah, k'dei she'tei kol machshava t'fisa b'an. In order, every machshava should be able to be t'fis. V'afil l'chines dibur ma'isa shol matemi v'adregas machshava t'fisa b'an mislabeshes b'hen. So, all the entire chelik of, you know, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give over became encapsulated in those words. That's an extraordinary havana. Let's give some example. Let's be mashed for two things. A person feels sad, and he writes a few words expressing his sadness. He writes somebody Nichum Aveil letter. He writes somebody a simcha letter. So it's hard to say that my entire feelings have been encapsulated in these words. These words are an expression of it, but these words don't encompass the entirety of it. On the other hand, let's say you have a law of physics. You have if the equation is right, then within that equation you have every single case that will ever happen is going to act in this way. And so we have an example in front of us where in one area words don't have the ability to express myself fully. And the words are a guide to how I feel. They help you sympathize, empathize with me, but that's it. And sometimes the words include everything. When Chazal say, hafochba vafochba dekulaba, it's not just a melitza that, you know, Torah's got everything in it. It means literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the rotzen and the chachma that that went into the Bria is entirely encapsulated in the words of Torah and in the mitzvahs. That's one of the reasons the site of Leib HaShemayim. The Rambam says Leib HaShemayim is that when the Rambam speaks about in the Ikrim about that you can't get more Torah min HaShemayim, the Rambam just doesn't say because the rules of the game are that no more Torah min HaShemayim. The Rambam says it much stronger. The Rambam says this because we believe that the entirety of Torah was given within the Torah that we have. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have left out some pieces means that what we have is the equivalent of a note expressing some feelings, but not able to express the entirety of it. That's hefech of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted and did when he made the Bria. So the emunah, the isun leib hashemayim that you can't paskin outside the halachic system is not just precautionary because people come along and so on. So the things, yes, it's true. It's very, very helpful for nyani das that it's not hefka. But it's much deeper than that. It's a Torah Hashem tmima is a hagdara of what Torah is. It's the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon and chachma of this world put into a certain mahala. What do you mean? That's why. Right. You're talking about the case of Rebbe Elazar, in other words. Well, okay. Right. So one way of saying is that it's obviously, Dr. Rambam says, Pirush Price, that he's obviously Navi Sheker. If Navi comes along and says, you know, I got the sixth Chelek HaShulchan Aruch yesterday in the PDF file, Min HaShemayim. So that's Sheker. So Rambam says, we know he's a Navi Sheker. The Rambam says, since it can't be, you know that it's a Nevuah Sheker or it's a Chom Sheker. The question is, what about Rabbi Lazar when it didn't seem? So over there, it means that the let's go with. Yes. Right. So on the halachic level, that there can't be any chiddush, it means Torah must. It part of the shemus of Torah is that minei ubei you can figure it out. It's just like lemarshal. You have sometimes these, you know, and the problems that when they give in geometry, they say these are the two things you know about the triangle. Prove the following. So you can't come along and say, well, I have a bigger perspective because I measured also the other side and I saw this and saw that, and therefore this is that. My point was, knowing just these two things, I can prove everything. The shlemus of Torah is realized when the Minei Obey comes out, rather than when somebody from an outside comes in and tells me something. By the way, it's Leib HaShemayim, he doesn't preclude Pshatim. In other words, if somebody has, he dreams a beautiful Pshat in a Pasuk, so long as it's not halacha, and so long as it's not a new thing or a chiddush, then it's perfectly fine. We don't say that it can't be that you didn't see a Gevaldik Pshat. We have a whole sefer from Reb Tzadik with a sefer of Chaloimus that he dreamt, which a lot of them, I mean, it's amazing. I think one of his Chaloimus must have been 13 at the time. He dreamt in the Pasuk, it says, Eva Ashes Ben Zar Eich Le Ben Zar Av. And so he asked, Ben Zar Eich Le Zar Av, by the Nochash. So he said, well, why is it Zerah Ha'isha? It's Lashna Kev. He said, your children, well, it's the male's children. So he brought, this is what he dreamt at 13. It says, so he says, because it says in Chazal that a Nochash is Noishich and not Shevat Tzomis. And a chamor is noishich and shevat tzomis. And it says that the zera isha gives the basar and the dam, and the zera isha gives that tzomis. So the nochash is klolah of neshich is dafka to the zera isha, not the zera ish. Those are interesting dreams to have when you're 13. Even at 30, most people don't dream that. Al kapanim. But you have all sorts of. There is a sefer shazutubis. Somebody has injuries, and there's a sefer called shazutubis min hashamayim. From what about Tzvi Yaakov Marmush, where he had different questions that he had chalomos about tshuvas. It's a tshuvas sefer that it's brought another from. We have it, but in the Hakadam of one of the editions we have from Ruv Magolis, he brings every mucker about Lo B'Shemayim. When you do say, when you don't say, Tzvi's, and if anybody has, if this is something that's interesting, but that he has almost all the ideas on it. I'll go put him. It's probably bigger than the sefer itself, the Hakdama there. So he says, all of it came down here. Uma'achash atoin tzasem malbishim kol esep chinas ha-nefesh. B'chol ta'yegev v'rem yoresh ha-draglo. Harei klulot kulot tzruo b'tzor ha-chaim es ha-shem mamish. So when we wrap ourselves around with it, we're enveloped with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oir ha-shem mamish makifo malbishim yoresh ha-draglo. K'moy shekosuv tzuri ha-chesedot. So this last part, I think. So when a person engages in Torah mitzvahs, he's wrapping himself up with those gadim, those avushim, that lets him contain everything. This is a pshat that he refers to many times. It says that there's some chshivas in this world over the next world. Why? Because Kim kasha tfisa mustabesha turns a sir azahi tfisa behen. Mustabesha's bakashroch mamish, the rising with Rebricho kulochad. So he says an incredible pshat here. Let's try to understand it. Let's go back using the marshal we did with the formula, and let's see if we can. If somebody were to sit down and ask himself, how does gravity work? People don't realize it's one of the extraordinary ploim, because we don't have anything like it. Let's give a marshal. If I push something, it moves, but it needs me to touch it. If I pull something, it moves. It needs me to touch it. If I blow something, it moves. Everything needs something to touch it to move. And the nafkamina being, it can't be instantaneous. It takes me a second to get to it, a second to pull it, whatever it is. Gravity works instantly as far as possible. You know, it's no gvul. Like it could be tiny, tiny. How does that happen? That's something that's not malal das. How can something happen instantaneously? And the truth is, we don't know. I mean, whatever theories they give, none of them really sit well. And basically the point is, it doesn't fit into the types of things we understand. Whatever explanations they give, it means basically, it doesn't really make sense. But if you have a formula, that formula tells you all the information there is in gravity. And whether you can understand it directly or not, when you have the formula of how strong gravity attracts something else, you have it all inside it. So even in the cold, unphilosophical formula, you have, in a sense, much more than you have in the trying to see it head on. When I try to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol straight on, which is what Olam Hava is, all I can be taifis is a ziva shechina. I can only be nenem ziva shechina. Masha'en came. Let's take another example, something closer home to Yiddishkeit. If I try to tell you how wonderful and great Rabbi Akiva Eiger was, imagine trying to do a bio of Rabbi Akiva Eiger for Pshutei Am that never learned anything. So you tell him he was a gewaltige, fantastical genius, and a gewaltige this, a gewaltige that, and those things. Fine. Do they have an idea? Well, I mean, it's obviously better than not knowing that he was a genius. It's obviously better than not knowing. But that's in trying to understand, in trying to describe Rabbi Akiva Eiger head on, we don't have words. If a person learns the Maarach of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in as much as the person dehares the Maarach, he dehares Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There was a famous story to Netziv. The Netziv was a tremendous chassid of Akiva Eiger. And everything that he found in Akiva Eiger was chaviv ad mo'id be'inov. Somebody wrote a biography of it, and they brought it excitedly to him, and he had no interest in reading it. He asked him what Akiva Eiger is. He said, what street he lived on, in which shtetl, doesn't really do anything for me. He said, when I learn his tshuvas, he said, even the way he writes, I get his Yerushalayim in it. And it's, you know, if you look at Akiva Eiger's zehiras in writing, even his letters are incredible. Not a letter there's no fluff, there's no fat, everything is there's a sharpness there and a straightforwardness that is a reflection of a person. So when you're learning his Torah, you have a tefis in it, and the more you understand it, the more of a tefis you have in the way Akiva Eiger understood things. And if you hear about him, so Kaviyochol, similar, when we're trying to be Teufel Shechina, we only have a ziv, that's it. So we have some sort of a ray, so to speak, some sort of reflection. I can't do more than that. When I'm sitting and learning Torah, that's what I have. Rev Shalom Shadron, he did this many times, he would say, Rabbi Yisai, he says, let me ask you a little bit of a hypothetical question. How many of you are interested in Gilei Eliyahu? Well, you know, hands went up. Now he says, imagine I gave you a mahalach, Haishav Gilei Eliyahu. What do you think we would schmooze about with Eliyahu? What would you schmooze with him about? So, you know, so obviously you would only ask him Torah. I mean, nobody's going to sit and ask him, you know, what the weather is like in other places or anything else. So he said, So that means we're all looking for Avigdil Eliyahu, because we want to hear Eliyahu Hanavi's Torah. So Rabbi says, I have it. He wrote about Tana Devel Yo, and he would start, and that used to be one of his akdamas with Tana Devel Yo. You know, that, you know, now he says, now we're hearing Torah in Pel Yo. So a person, the Tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochel, lies in Kedushin, in Sina, in Kabbalah, and this and that, even Chashabbos. All of it has a Kaddish Baruch Hu Malubish in it. And then he says an extraordinary muscle. Va'af shatoyu nislapsa b'dvarim tachtoinim, gashmim, ha'reze kemechabek es ha'melech, derech muscle, shein hefesh b'malas iskavusay, u'dveikusay b'melech, b'mechabke shalovish levush echad, b'in shalovish kam levushim, me'acha sheguf ha'melech b'toycha. So he says, if a person hugs the king, you don't say I gave a big hug. Yeah, but he was wearing three coats. Beseder, that's not megareya, because the person is inside it. So whenever I have the adam b'toychai, so the levushim are not me'akiv when I have the chibuk. So whenever a person is learning, a person's mechabek the melech inside it. Mechenim ha-melech mechabke b'zrei. Gam shim lubesh as teich malbushov. Moishoma v'yimirat chabkeini she'atoyer shnit mimin she'bchinas chesem mayim. And the same thing, if the melech is mechabek me with his ra'ois, it doesn't make much of a difference if there's levushim on levushim. The chibuk comes mipifnim. And it's the same tenu of chibuk, whether it's coming through a levush or coming through that. Let's understand a minute about the perspective that it gives to Torah. You know, in the non-Hasidic world, it was possible for a person to learn and not to be Yirei Shamayim. In other words, learning is bright, it's smart, it makes a lot of sense, it's brilliant, and so on. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it to carry through and to do what and to fulfill what it says. But it wasn't my approach to Torah, was because I like to be smart and I want to understand. And my job as a maimon is to say, this is brilliant stuff, this is right, it's emes, and I will know the emes and so on. It was a personal accomplishment, in which case you can divorce it from the person giving it to me. It's not a mida taiva. So if somebody sends me a tremendous gift, somebody sends me, I don't know, a car. I need a car. Somebody loves a car. So my tainug is around the car. I have a car, but there's a little tag that says a gift from so-and-so. So I donated by so-and-so, gift by so-and-so. So I need to be makir. So Birchas HaTorah takes care of a certain formality of Hakaras HaTov to the person who gave it to me. But imagine the following Chas and Kala scene. Since we're talking in the light, you can all pictures. Imagine you buy your Kala a diamond ring, a beautiful diamond ring. And she looks at it and says, well, I always dreamt of having such a diamond ring. I'm so happy I got engaged because that's where I got a diamond ring. It would be Megare a little bit. You would be running a wrangle right away and asking him if everything is normal about that or not. What? We'll take it back probably. That's not what it is. It's not a ring with a little byline of donated by so-and-so, given so-and-so. It's the person was expressing, you know, a non nafshi kasvis yahavis. I was expressing myself in it, and understanding it is the ultimate. That's what it is. This matana is not a ring. It's me expressing my love to you by the most beautiful and expensive thing I could find for you. It's an extraordinarily different tefisa in what Torah is. And there's a delicate balance. There was some Hasidim, and this is where Nefesh HaChaim argues profoundly about that they saw in Torah just a means for Dveikus, which if we had to translate it in his language, that would be like the Ziv HaShchina. That's it's like Chaket. The Torah itself is only a chitimtza to tell me where the Melech is, but I don't need to be mizdabik in the Torah itself. It just, whatever you learn, there's some, it says just read the words because that brings the Kedusha and Neshama. Thinking only is Megareya. That's missing the boat. It's like asking the Melech for the Levushim and having the Levush hang in your closet and hugging the Levush every so often. The Melech is not there. It's not it. The Oymek of Torah, the way it should be, is that it's the only thing I can really have a solid tfisa in is what it says. And if I have the tfisa that says, and I'm makir, that this is Levushim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ratzon, then I have the Melech in a hug. And that's the extraordinary balancing act. If I try to go to the source instead of to the Levush, then that's what he says. The Ziv HaShchina is only when I sit and talk myself about the Kiregas Gadlus, all I have is a horror. It's something, but it's a glimmer, not Atzmis in any sense of it. When I have the beggar out the Melech side, then I'm also missing something. If I take Torah just because it's Chachma and it's Gevaldik and doesn't have the Pnim, then I don't have that either. When I have the tfisa of the Melech and the Beged, and the real chibuk is on mechabek the Beged with the Melech inside it, that's when I have the shem's tfisa, and that's the sharpness of the Moshe is giving over here. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.